This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live like we do every night, 7 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern time. This is Chris,
Jay,
Vincent,
and we're coming to you live tonight like we always come to you live. We are live every night, 365 days a year, without fail, whether it is Thanksgiving, whether it is Easter, whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year's Eve, we're here. And we're always here. And we like to bring things in. We like to have some things to talk about. And
are you getting this echo, Chris?
Yeah, I am.
I'm hearing that too.
We're gonna talk to our in-house engineer, Michael, a guy who doesn't get nearly enough credit. Michael's gonna fix all that for us.
What's broken?
Echo. That's all right. So I'm just going to take off my headphones for this part. But as we are wont to do, we like to bring in stories, too, so we can kind of get the party started, if you will. We invite your calls, 855-450-FREE, or you can reach us on Discord. Discord will make you sound like you are in the studio with us. You can find a link to Discord at discord.lrn.fm. And, you know, I know it's been talked about on this show, but we haven't really talked about this new Green Deal, which sounds like a good deal. It sounds like something, marijuana advocates would push, like the Green New Deal. Am I right?
Well, I mean, I think that AOC herself, I mean, just seems to me like she couldn't be any more obvious that she's like just some kind of plant just to stir up the pot. I mean, I don't know. I think the Republicans have put her there. They love her. She's just like so ridiculous. I mean, that's just what I see her as.
Okay, so by that logic, one could say that Donald Trump is also a plant by the Democrats.
Sure. I mean, they just keep getting more ridiculous and more ridiculous. This is why I love Vermin Supreme so much, because he's honest about his ridiculousness. And I'm actually going to help Vermin campaign this year. I'm going to take one of my ponies. We're going to outfit it with assault rifles, with a saddle, and then we're going to give little kids rides and hopefully get shut down by the cops.
I love it, but you are going to give away toothbrushes, too.
That's not my department. I'm just doing the whole assault rifle pony thing.
Okay, well, I mean, Vermin Supreme has been very big on dental health, and that is an important plank. And I see Vermin Supreme as serious a contender for the White House as anybody else.
I mean, yeah, I mean, his pony plan is much less ridiculous than any other government plan I ever heard of. It would be cheaper than Obamacare, TARP bailouts. It's a lot better than this green plan, for sure. I mean,
well, let's talk about that green plan, because we'll get into some specific. We'll throw some dollar numbers out there, and you guys, the voting public. Assuming, young Vincent, you can now vote, correct?
Yes, for a while now, Chris.
For a while, that's all right. I refer to him as young Vincent because I am old Chris. So we are two, we've got like three generations between us, I think. I think I am still considered the great generation. You know, grew up
it's
in World War II.
Yeah.
Right. Well, this comes to us from the Foundations for Economic Freedom, AOC's Green New Deal, U.S. version of Mao's disastrous leap forward. Support for this proposal demonstrates a profound ignorance of even basic economic concepts. And this is based on an article, I think, that was first posted on Mises. In what its supporters have claimed is visionary, congressional media darling Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC as she is known, has released her short-awaited Green New Deal, and she has called for nothing short of the destruction of life as we know it. Representative, this is a quote, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said she has no qualms about acknowledging a so-called, quote, Green New Deal, unquote, will mean unprecedented government intrusion into the private sector, Appearing on NPR, she was asked if she's prepared to tell Americans outright that her plans involve, quote, massive government intervention, unquote. On one level, AOC is being honest. Such a plan would be unprecedented, at least in the United States, but it would hardly be the first government-led mass intrusion into the nation's economy. The 20th century was full of such intervention, beginning with World War I and continuing through the years of communist governments. The century was full of intervention, and the earth was full of the dead bodies to prove it. What AOC and her political allies, including most Democrats that have declared they're willing to run for the presidency, are demanding in the U.S. version is Mao's utterly disastrous Great Leap Forward. So what do you think? Can we compare AOC to Chairman Mao?
I think Chairman Mao put more thought into his. Because at least what he was suggesting was at least was on some practical level able to be implemented compared to some of the things on, at least from what I saw, like the FAQ, or I don't think it was from the official version, but right. Where it said every single building in the United States is going to be remodeled to be environmentally friendly. Every single building.
I think it sounds great.
Well, the United States is defined by the federal government as a District of Columbia, so that sounds a lot more reasonable. This is the problem with talking with politicians. I mean, are they talking in legalese? Are they using the definitions of words as prescribed by statute?
No.
Because
they have not done that. They don't do that. They talk out of their backsides for the most part, and they make things up when it's convenient for them. There's nothing legal about anything.
So I wonder if Mao made things up. But I'll tell you, one thing that Mao didn't have to worry about was an armed populace.
That's true.
You know, so it was pretty easy when you got a bunch of people who are, you know, jacked up on fluoride vaccines and no guns that, you know, and they probably didn't even have that stuff in China, but they just didn't have guns at that time.
That they did not. For all the so-called specifics, the Green New Deal, or GND, reads like a socialist website that is full of rhetoric, promises, and statements that assume a bunch of planners sitting around tables can replicate a complex economy that feeds, transports, and houses hundreds of millions of people. The New York Times declares the plan to give, quote, substance to an idea that has been mostly a vague rallying cry for a stimulus package around climate change, but its promises are uncertain, unquote. Actually, there is nothing we can call substance in the proposal if we mean substance to be a realistic understanding that it would be impossible to redirect via central planning nearly every factor of production in the United States from one set of uses to another, since that is what the proposed legislation actually requires. For example, the following is what AOC and others call the, quote, scope of the proposed law. A. The plan for a Green New Deal and the draft legislation shall be developed with the objective of reaching the following outcomes within the targeted window of 10 years. Okay, guys, 10 years. Because there's going to be a quiz at the end of this. From the execution of the plan, 1. Dramatically expand existing renewable power sources and deploy new production capacity with the goal of meeting 100% of national power demand through renewable resources. First one to Jay. Can we do this in 10 years?
Yeah, I guess if you grew up, raised on a cartoon generation watching anime, I mean, how old is this lady? She's in her 20s, right?
She has a degree in economics.
Yeah, well, that means nothing.
What do you mean it means nothing?
This is why I'm doing man camp, because everybody's going to college, you know, to get these useless degrees. I mean, do you know how many engineers I know that literally can't change a tire on their car? They have no clue of, like, you know, just things that we learned on the farm. It's just like, I mean, even like Yahoo and Google and these guys a couple of years ago, they're like, we're not hiring you if you have a master's degree in some nonsense just because.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's so ridiculous. But 10 years to redo everything.
And Marx is the most taught economist in economic classes in the United States, I believe.
I would say Marxist-inspired ideas.
From what I heard, it's Marx himself, that he's the most, his writings are the most assigned.
Interesting, and we're going to Google that, and we will report back. But What do you guys think? Is AOC crazy? Is the Green New Deal realistic? Can everything she wishes to accomplish in 10 years be accomplished without bankrupting every last one of us? That's the question. I pose it to you, our listening audience, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming to you live like we do every night. 855-450-FREE. Free or 855-450-3733, or hit us up on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. My name is Chris. I'm your host tonight. And we also have Jay and Vincent. And we've been talking about AOC. You know, this is the future. Vincent, I normally look at you because he's the youngster here.
Sure.
I look to Vincent as our future. But I've got to say, a lot of people believe it's AOC. They believe that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has all the answers, that we older folks, we people in older generations, we're just not getting it. We need to embrace modern monetary theory.
Well, I wouldn't say anything's modern about Keynesianism or communism. I mean, who do you, you know, talk about people believing her over old people? Who do you think instructed her and all that stuff? Where do you think she learned all that stuff? From a bunch of old people, a bunch of Marxist professors.
From old Marxists. But there is a new thing, and everybody out there has probably heard the term Keynesianism or Keynesian economics. If you took an economics class in a college in the last 50 years, you were likely taught Keynesian economic theory. That is basically what is taught and has been taught for most of this, well, certainly all of this century, the last century, most of the last century, too, because Keynes's goal was to make economics sexy again. Most people have ever taken macroeconomics will beg to differ on that. But the idea being, and Keynesian thought, if you could boil it down, I would boil it down to simply this. We will offer government everything they want to hear. And that's pretty much what Keynesianism does. It says that if you want to have economic growth, we cannot have savings because people just hoard their money and stuff it under their mattress like they did back in the gold days. What we need is for there to be velocity, high velocity in money, and money must exchange hands often. And that's what really shows us what the economy is doing, how fast money is flying around. We also want to make sure that we count important things like government spending as reflective of our economic health. And that's what our GDP is mostly based on, is how much did the government spend. Folks, if this does not make any sense to you, join us, because I don't think this stuff makes any sense to anyone.
I can help it make a little sense.
You think it does make sense?
No, I said I could help it make a little sense. I mean,
ignore it all.
What we have here is, you know, so all these colleges and, you know, education institutions that are teaching Keynesian economics are literally, they're all government subsidized.
Sure.
And the government is not going to teach you or teach an economic system and people how to use an economic system that doesn't require a government to force it and all that stuff. They're not going to allow, basically us to have our own free market. And the best way to keep us from, working without government is to constantly train and bombard the people that this government is needed. This is why I rarely use the word government anymore. When I speak of government, I really like to say parasite, because I have yet to find someone to disagree with me that government is essentially a parasite. And if you look through history, these governments grow and grow and grow until the taxpayer can't handle it anymore, and then there's an absolute collapse. Just look at them, every one of them, best I can tell.
And if you want to know what's ahead for the United States in a Keynesian system, you can find plenty of examples to what is coming, and that is countries that become more and more socialist. So I hate to break it to you, President Trump, but when you say, you know, socialism will never take root in America, socialism
has.
Took root 100 years ago. And we're all, I won't say we are, because we profess to be somewhat enlightened. We're not enlightened. Don't listen to us and believe that we're going to offer you absolute mind-blowing truths. What we are going to offer you are historical examples of why this system will fail. And it absolutely will fail.
Can I explain quickly the what I feel American socialism currently is and has been in my lifetime?
Sure.
Basically, each time the government provides some service and writes someone a check, the government literally has to borrow money from the Federal Reserve Bank, which is a private institution. And because if we look throughout history, the national debt, for example, just let's talk federal government, just keeps going up and up and up. I mean, literally.
Can I interject, though?
Absolutely.
Because you used a good example. First of all, when the government writes someone a check, Okay, so in Keynesianism, that's part of the U.S. economy. That just caused a spike. Writing that check to somebody caused a spike in our GDP.
So whatever they write a check for, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Paying a teacher, giving money to Israel because they need more money, whatever.
Bombing a country, sure.
Military check, anything. Farm subsidies. But anyways, whenever the government outputs money somehow, money literally has to be created out of thin air. And I hope most of the listeners here understand fractional reserve banking and that the Federal Reserve essentially creates money out of thin air, lends it to the government at an interest rate. Well, I call this is United States exporting its negative effects of socialism. You know, we're not really starving to death here. We are paying taxes. You know, we're not getting, dragged off the street because we, say things negative about the government. I mean, they're taking guys like Ross Ulbricht who are going around the system in very slick ways and putting them in prison for life and doing other stuff like that. But I say the socialism, the bad parts of American socialism are exported to these countries that are getting bombed. And the reason I say that is the dollar, the U.S. dollar, has to be propped up around the world because every day more U.S. dollars are created so the government can stay funded. It's the only way the government stays funded, not by taxation, but by creation of money.
Okay. And you're right. You're absolutely right on every point. And Jay, I know Jay follows more of the Austrian school of economics. He knows what's behind the curtain. The idea, and I mentioned modern monetary theory before, and this is Keynesianism on steroids. This is when, because Keynes still, at some points, he actually talked about gold, and he wasn't completely against it. He thought there was a role for government control, but there was also a role for a free market. Modern monetary theory says, guys, who are we kidding? We're just going to print money, right? So let's just see money not as a commodity, but as a tool. And that's how they treat it. Now, we treat it the same way, but we do basically give lip service to the idea that there is some oversight. But this new thing, and you will hear about it a lot, modern monetary theory, 855, 453. We're going to keep moving down our list and see who answered the last one. You did.
Kind of.
Okay. Well, it's all right. It didn't take long to shoot down. So
right.
Let's see how long it takes for this one. Young Vincent, we would like you to build a national energy efficient smart grid. Smart in quotes.
Well, you wouldn't want a dumb grid, so might as well go with a smart grid.
Good point. So we're talking smart meters. We're talking basically smarting up the entire electric distribution system. How many states do we have again? Is it still 50?
It depends if you ask Obama or not.
52, then. In our 52 states, how long would it take to upgrade our entire grid? That's the question to you, caller. Please give us a ring and let us know what you think. Is this doable? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to take a closer look at the budget deal that aims to avert another partial government shutdown. At the White House, President Trump said he will be looking for landmines in the compromised legislation. Speaking at a conference of sheriffs and police chiefs in Washington, D.C., President Trump says a border wall is needed to stop illegal immigration, human trafficking, illicit drugs, and violent crime.
Not one more American life should be lost because our nation failed to secure its borders. Every American in every community and from every walk of life has a right to live in security and to live in peace.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long is resigning today, and Wisconsin teen Jamie Kloss and her family are issuing a statement thanking the community for their support. The 13-year-old was kidnapped after her parents were shot and killed and then held against her will for 3 months. Jake Patterson has been charged with the crimes. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. We're coming to you live from our studios in Keene, New Hampshire. We've been talking about AOC and a little piece put together by the Foundation for Economic Education. And we're looking at a list included in the article where AOC's Green New Deal is the U.S. versions of Mao's disastrous leap forward. So we've been just kind of picking our way through this, and Vincent, I think the last one was to you. In 10 years, under our current economic system, can we build a national energy-efficient smart grid?
Well, I'm sure they could build, or they as in, you know, the federal government or whatever you want to call it or whatever. Yeah, I guess let's say they as in the government. I'm sure they could. I mean, they're capable of building something that they call a smart grid. Is it actually going to work in any way that, in the way that AOC conceives it? If she'll say she's being sincere.
Let's try to put a dollar tag because this is talking about building a new national energy efficient smart grid. Energy efficiency, I mean, that couldn't have been the primary thought when they were running high tension lines back in the 50s that are still in use today, right? Think we've got better materials now?
We should.
One would think. So I'm going to say this is going to involve replacing a whole bunch of the existing grid, in addition to slapping in some fancy new smart meters.
Well, there's a lot of union employees in this country that would love to see this happen.
So we're going to ballpark Let's throw out a guess. What's your bid? Will you do it for $10 trillion?
Oh, wow, you're using bigger numbers than I figure. They'd say it starts out as $1 trillion, but eventually, because no one really pays attention to these things, right, eventually the costs just go up and up and up.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, all right, Jay, this is going to be a little... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, as we've learned throughout history, everything that's done on a national level is an absolute disaster. You know, if you get anything, it should be, there should be, you know, community grids or regional grids.
Sure.
So, like, you know, the real thing I'd like to see is, for example, all these people have oil burners and natural gas, you know, furnaces and propane furnaces here in the Northeast. There's no reason why we can't have a, you know, 10-horsepower internal combustion engine that's going to create that heat and also mechanical energy also using the infrastructure we already have. The oil trucks are here. We have natural gas pipelines bringing it to the house, you know, propane delivery.
Whoa. Those are fossil fuels. Those are bad for the environment. We can't have any of that.
Yeah, you fail right there. This is the Green New Deal.
Fossil fuel is an oxymoron. I'm sorry. They're going down a mile into the Earth's crust to extract this stuff that is created by molecular processes and biology within the Earth's crust and mantle that we don't really understand. But I guarantee you, they don't find dinosaur bones down there. Dinosaur bones are finding them like 15 feet under the Earth, or what has been rock slides or what, you know, a million years ago. It's all...
We have layers upon layers of different...
Of nonsense.
It could be nonsense. But Jay, this will be more up your alley, I think, because you're a handy guy. I know that. Number three, upgrade every residential and industrial building for state-of-the-art energy efficiency, comfort, and safety. So every building.
Well, what that sounds like to me is let's comply with Agenda 21 building codes. So everybody has a smart meter, a smart thermostat, a smart refrigerator, a smart dishwasher, smart everything.
Has cameras and microphones in every one of them.
Allow me to repeat. Upgrade every residential and industrial building. That's more than policy. I agree with you completely that there will be international standards like lean energy certifications and things like that. They do exist, but you're missing the key operative phrase. Upgrade every residential and industrial building. So you don't do that by waving some new standards at it. You do that by going in and replacing the windows. You replace. This is hard cost.
What's the carbon footprint of a brand new window? It's a lot.
It's not the point. What we're saying is we have to upgrade every residential and industrial building. That is a hard cost, and that's not coming out and saying we need to adopt new standards put forth by the UN under Agenda 21. This is saying we actually physically have to go into every single building, every residential and industrial building, and renovate it for state-of-the-art energy efficiency. So I'm going to ask quick, Vincent, how many buildings are there in the United States?
Let's see, there's 300 million people, so it's maybe around, I was going to say around 300 million, maybe less.
That's a number? Sure. So let's make that our assumption. Let's do upgrades on 300 million buildings. In 10 years, at what cost? I can't even, this is one of those in this list that will get progressively more insane, but the idea that you could upgrade every building in the United States, and this is part of your plan.
So I can tell you I've been upgrading my house that I bought. And, you know, the quote to do the work I've done so far by a building contractor who's got all the licenses and all the workman's comp and all that was literally like $160,000. Right. And, you know, and there's more to be done. This is actually just, you know, fixing stuff. And, you know, who's going to enforce this? How many more bureaucrats do they need? How many more men with guns have to be here to make sure this happens?
And we will need to follow standards. Just like building codes and things like that, there are standards for green buildings, and we're going to have to follow all those, which means there will be a level of central planning, another layer of central planning, and then you're going to have enough bureaucracy that's going to track progress, track spending, because, you know, this isn't saying that everybody is responsible for doing that, even though I'm sure that's going to be a large part of it. The idea behind this is we're going to put together a New Deal type project that is going to address all these issues.
And the workers are going to have to be paid a livable wage, a living wage, so we're each going to get $33 an hour.
Likely. There will be standards around that. Well, maybe there's more on that in here. Let's see. Who are we to? Back to you, Vincent. Number four, eliminate greenhouse gas emissions from the manufacturing, agricultural, and other industries, including by investing in local-scale agriculture in communities across the country. So you, Vincent, I've tasked you with a very messy job. That is to eliminate greenhouse gas emissions from the agricultural sector. That means cow farts.
Okay, I was going to say, so animal husbandry is part of agriculture. I always imagined agriculture as being mainly like plant-based and such, which you have emissions also, you know, the harvesters and everything. So
no, and I don't have it in this article, but AOC has been ridiculed for wanting to tackle cow farts.
So because of the methane, so we're going to have to slaughter large amounts of animals, which probably the decomposition process, unless we're immediately processed, will also create a much more emissions. So it looks like, you're just going to have to rip the Band-Aid off and kill all these animals as soon as possible, like mass scale, like ship them on boxcars, bring them into, gas them. Got to get rid of all these animals for the earth.
Jay, you okay with that? Personally, I like steak.
No, I'm not okay with any regulation, whatever. I mean, what is a greenhouse gas?
It's gases that have been found to increase the temperature of the earth when they increase in volume.
Well,
based on some experiments that are taken completely out of context.
Well, I'll tell you what, when the earth is just a little bit warmer rather than a little bit colder, life is a heck of a lot better for pretty much everybody.
Fewer people die.
That's right.
Yep. Fewer people die, and guess what? CO2 is good for plants.
Exactly.
Who would have thought? All right. Who are we to? Back to Vincent?
This would be my third in a row.
Oh, my God. Jay, what the heck am I doing here? Let's see. Jay, when we get back, we're going to ask Jay about eliminating greenhouse gas emissions from repairing and improving transportation and other infrastructure, and upgrading water infrastructure to ensure universal access to clean water. Stay tuned, because I know Jay has the answer for us. This is 855 450 Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Heads to 1619, see associate for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. This is Chris in studio with you. We are also joined by Jay and Young Vincent. And we have been talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her attempt to, how do I summarize this? It's the Green New Deal, but I think I will characterize it as the largest possible intervention in our lives in history. I'm going to go out and say that the Green New Deal is a bigger intervention in our lives than the original New Deal was.
Well, of course, and Green New Deal, what is the absolute most opposite word of green? What is the most absolute possible word of new and the absolute most possible word of deal? Because every government... You know,
it's always the opposite.
It's the worst possible scenario could be.
Okay, so it's not new. It's old. It's old ideas.
Yeah,
this is socialist central planning. Old school central planning. It's not a deal because nobody's going to come out of this with their skin left intact. We've just looked at some of the ideas, and it's trillions and trillions of dollars, and we haven't even got to the good stuff yet.
It's the same old tactics to enslave mankind, but using the latest and greatest technology. Like every time I go to a grocery store, they're like, do you have your Stop and Shop card to swipe? And I look at the lady and I say, could you imagine how much further and how much better Hitler could have implemented his ideas
technology? You don't say this to sweet little old ladies at the grocery store, do you?
Little old ladies know what the hell I'm talking about. It's the young, 20-something, 18-year-old that's like,
right.
Oh, that can't happen here. Or
right.
Hitler, what? He killed people. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, yeah. Wouldn't you like to save some money on your groceries?
Well, I tell them to put in whatever card. They always give you the discount. I don't carry any of those around.
Right.
And but, I mean, just I do everything I do is to make people think. I mean, there's literally every, word that comes out of my mouth when I interact with the public is let's build critical thinking skills because we really, really need them. And that's a great opportunity to open up someone's mind for just even a second. And
that's a good one.
And it's a seed to plant because somewhere down the road, it's going to come up again. And maybe, they'll hear they'll see me carrying a sign that says, experts agree gun control works with, Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, and all those guys on it.
Sure.
For example.
And that's good. Anytime you can start a conversation, that is a win. And a lot of those things will start a conversation. Another thing that will start a conversation is Bitcoin. And tonight we're brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. You can also read the latest news or engage in the community on the Bitcoin Forum. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
And I want to thank Bitcoin.com personally for helping sponsor local freedom events here in New Hampshire.
They do a lot.
This past weekend at Liberty Forum, I participated with Jack Shimek in a Alt Expo number 29, and Bitcoin.com and Free Talk Live actually sponsored the hotel room for us to make it all happen. That was really good of them.
Excellent. Excellent. So I forget where we were at, Vincent.
We were actually going to go to Jay? Yeah.
We're going to go to Jay. Yes, we did, and we had talked about Jay was going to offer us the solution for eliminating greenhouse gases through repairing and improving transportation, other infrastructure, and upgrading water infrastructure to ensure universal access to clean water. And because I have read some of this, part of eliminating greenhouse gas emissions means we have to do away with private airplanes, actually all airplanes. So air travel has to go, unfortunately. I hope nobody here was really tied to flying.
Well, that's not entirely true. It's not all air travel. It's all air travel that relies on fossil fuels and releases carbon emissions, right? it's like she did an interview about this where they just, okay, there has to be the government has to invent technology to allow solar powered planes. The government just has to invent it, and then we could go back on planes again.
Also, there's a solution.
Well, actually, I like, Vermin Supreme's solution is to the government needs to get working right now on genetically modifying monkeys with wings so they can go and have a mandatory tooth inspection every couple hundred feet on the street. And also, the government will be mandated to make time travel a reality so we can go back in time and kill baby ISIS. If you're going to mandate all these other things, isn't it more important we kill baby ISIS and stop gingivitis? And this whole greenhouse gas thing is a charade. We have a great caller that calls in here. Christian Anarchist.
Yes.
I believe it was him. Gene, the Christian Anarchist. And he had done calculations on the projected oil reserves and natural gas reserves around the world and coal reserves. And he basically did some math, and I think he's got some kind of math guru. But it was pretty simple the way he laid it out. And basically what he said is it would increase the CO2, a fraction of a percent of whatever it is. And that means the plants would just grow better.
Right.
So,
But what I appreciate about, and I've had conversations with Gene too, what none of these take into consideration are volcanic activity.
Correct.
Which is a constant, can be a constant background, and it can throw numbers way, way off. And none of it accounts for solar activity, which is another big one.
Well, solar activity is what controls the actual temperature of the Earth, and everything fluctuates.
It does. It does. But first, we're going to go to Steve, who wants to discuss AOC. Steve in Exeter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
That's very good. I am very much enjoying the show today.
We appreciate that. So what's the reason for your call?
Well, I did want to discuss the politician, female black hair, known as Ocasio-Cortez.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't have so much time for this type of social media type thing. I like to do puzzles. Have you ever done a very challenging puzzle?
Yes, I have. Can you move it along? You're we're really going to be running out of time here soon. Go ahead, Steve.
I apologize profusely to you, and I show remorse as a normal person would, sir.
Okay. Anything else?
The hardest ones are the ones that are just all one color.
That would make sense, and thank you for your call.
Did you see if it was headline? That just reminds me of a headline where it said some robot was giving a core. It was like it was a robot imitating a human voice giving some sort of lecture on morality, and you hear about all these weird things like AIs just doing random calls trying to like learn how to talk like people and stuff. I wonder if that was either a very good troll or it was just some creepy, weird experimental robot calling in trying to see if it could like. You know, testing the limits of its algorithm to see if we could have a conversation with, on the radio.
Was that Amazon?
I wonder if you, like, Google New Hampshire City, if Exeter is the first one that pops up.
Or if a guy just...
That could be it. But back to our list. Let me see, where were we at? Okay, let's see. Now are we back to you, Vincent? You're keeping track for me here, correct?
I mean, it's just alternating, but
okay.
Yeah. I guess.
Yes, that's okay. Number six, funding massive investment in the drawdown of greenhouse gases. So that really doesn't have a straightforward answer or anything.
The drawdown of greenhouse gases, does it elaborate what that means?
We need to get greenhouse gases down to zero. We need to draw them down. Because
Earth will die. You will have
You will have
desertification around the world.
Oh, come on. And now you're falling into all the climate deniers.
CO2 is a greenhouse gas, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So what are you saying what you were taught in junior high, high school, college science classes bears some weight here?
I'm saying what I'm taught by doing an experiment in seventh grade where I grew plants and I put them in a big pickle jar and we tested the CO2. And when the CO2 got to about, I was literally like 12 years, 14 when we did this. So it was a CO2 test thing and it was... No, oxygen, I'm sorry. It was an oxygen testing. The oxygen got to, the CO2 got so low that the plants died, and everybody's plants died when their CO2 got to, like, the same level it was like 3% or something or whatever. I don't remember.
And I remember doing these experiments, too. Of course, we were doing them in clay pots and things like that back when I was in high school. But you're exactly right. So when you see policies coming out of D.C. that could be easily proven with junior high level experiments,
pain
that
in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.